30 is family worship night. And then this Wednesday, the young people will be taking a trip to decision days. Other things are coming up. You can get a bulletin to keep yourself abreast of those. I've already noted that when everything started changing in my mind and my heart, the message began to change. And the McKelveys, Jason, his family shared in a report Wednesday night. And he read a passage, and he alluded to this, but in that passage is a phrase and is a truth that I love. I think it's one of the greatest statements in all of the gospel. And so, forgive me, Jason, for taking off on your thought, but I want to preach that this morning. And if you have your Bibles, if you turn to Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14. And if you'd stand for the reading of the word, we'll begin reading at verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And it was evening, and his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place." I guess they figured Jesus didn't notice that, but "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "They need not depart." He said, "Bring them, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all, every one of them, they did all eat, and all were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. That phrase, that truth I was talking about, is found in verse 16. Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart." You're saying they have a need. A lack of food, they've got a need. You're saying they're going to have to go somewhere else to get their need met. But I want you to know, because I'm here, they don't have to go anywhere else to get their need met. They need not depart. Hallelujah. I want you to know, in this service this morning, whatever your need, I want you to know something. You need not go anywhere else, because Jesus is here. And when Jesus is here, there's no need to go anywhere. In fact, a lot of folks, that's been their problem. They've been going other places and not finding the help, not finding the answer. Amen. They've been going here and there. But I want you to know, the message is this morning, you don't have to go anywhere else. Where Jesus is, there's the answer. Where Jesus is, there's the salvation. Where Jesus is, there's the healing. Where Jesus is, there is what you need. You don't need to go anywhere else. Could you praise him and ask him to bless the word? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I know you've experienced it even in the advent of the big department stores. There was something you needed, and you needed badly. And so you went to the place you thought that had it.
And even though they had shelf after shelf with items, you went in there and you looked around. You couldn't locate it. You couldn't find it. Maybe if you were female, and maybe a little bit if you were male, you finally asked somebody, "Do you have such and such an item?" And they would look at you and say, "Well, no, we don't have that." And sometimes the response to that is, "Well, do you know where I can go to get it?" "Well, I don't know where you can go to get it." But I want you to know, the moment you find out they don't have what you came for, you're ready to leave that place. You're ready to try to find some place that does have it. And the question again is, do you know where I can find it? There's always a disappointment in that. Thinking the place had it, going there and discovering they did not have what you needed. And so they're sending you away to another store. They're sending you away to another place. But I want you to know, when you come to the Lord, there'll never be that disappointment. He'll never look at you and say, "What you need, I don't have. The help you need, I can't give you. Amen. The strength you need, I can't help you in that." You'll never come to Jesus and Him send you away somewhere else. I'm telling you, His message has never changed. You need not depart. If you have a need, I'm not going to send you away. I'm going to meet that need. I'm going to help you. Aren't you glad with Christ? We never have to look elsewhere. We never have to go anywhere. He has, because He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's the Counselor, the Prince of Peace. He's the door. He's the bread from heaven. He's the resurrection. He's the life. That's why He could say, "You need not depart." Oh, what a Savior. I said, what a Savior. If somebody this morning could just recognize it. What you need, He has. The search is over. You need not depart. You need not go anywhere else. Because if you find Him, you have found what you need. You say, "Pastor, you don't know what my need is." I'm telling you, whatever the need. You say, "You don't know how long I've had this problem." That doesn't matter either. You say, "You don't know the extent of my situation." That doesn't matter either. If you could hear the voice of the Master, He's saying to you what He said to those disciples. They need not depart. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, Jesus said that. He never sent away anyone that really wanted help. Search the book. He never sent away anyone. You know, sometimes I know that frustration. Someone comes to me with a very desperate situation, and I know I can point them to the Lord. But what they're wanting the special word of counsel. They're wanting just some special thing that I can tell them to do that's going to rectify their problem. And when I hear that situation from man's point of view, I can't see any help. I don't know what word to say to them outside of what the Bible says. I don't know any special thing to tell them to do and say, "Follow step 1 through 10, and it's going to take care of the problem." I have to be honest with them and tell them, "I don't know what to tell you other than to turn to the Lord." But I know that frustration of wanting to be able to help them at that moment, in myself help them, and not having the resource, not having the wisdom, it's a horrible thing, amen, to think that they're going to leave and I haven't given them the answer that they need. But I'm telling you, it never happens that way. When you come to the Lord, He's never at loss of what to tell us. He's never lacking the thing that we need. And that's why He would say to us, however difficult your problem, whatever's bothering you, whatever you're up against, whatever you can't figure out, whatever you can't seem to get through, I want to tell you, you don't need to depart. I've got the answer. I've got the help. I have what you need. I can help you. Hallelujah. And the reason He can help is in two things. Number one, the reason He said that they need not depart was because He could. He could. Hallelujah. How many knows He has all power and in heaven and earth? How many knows He's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we're able to ask ask or think. The disciples looked at the 5,000 needing bread and they said, there can't be an answer in the desert. There can't be a way to feed them in the desert. But Jesus said, they don't need to depart because he could feed them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's telling you that because he can. I said, he can. Amen. But it wasn't just that he can, it was that he cared. Hallelujah. At the very beginning of the day, it said he looked on those that were sick and he was filled with compassion. It was with the same compassion that he looked on the crowd, and this time the need is just physical hunger, but it was the same compassion, Sister Chrisman, that he looked on that crowd and saw they were hungry and saw they had a need. I'm telling you, that's why he said they need not depart. It's not just that he could, it was that he cared. And I'm telling you this morning, you don't need to go anywhere else. Two reasons: he can and he cares. I said he can and he cares. Aren't you glad we serve a Lord like that? Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. He cared and he can. Amen. He cares and he can. They need not go. They need not look anywhere else. We don't always see things through the eyes of the Lord. I just made that clear when I said there's some folks that I don't see how to help them. The Bible says in another account, when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming to him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And oh, I like what the Bible said. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. The disciples are still scratching their head. How's it going to happen? Philip's about to tell him, I don't see how it can happen. But Jesus already knew what he was going to do. He already knew he was going to divide the loaves and the fish. He already knew he was going to feed 5,000 with some left over. I'm telling you, before you ever got to this service, Jesus knew what he was going to do. You might have come saying, I don't see how my need can be met. I don't see how I'm going to make it through. I don't see how the bills going to be paid. I don't see how they. You may come with all those reasons saying, I can't see it. But I'm telling you, he knows what he's going to do. He knew the power was going to go out, the electrical power. He knew it was going to go out at the beginning of the service. He knew what kind of needs you had and would have when you walked into the building. He knew what was going to be sung. He knew what was going to be preached. I'm telling you, he knew what he would do. Hallelujah. How many believes he's got some things planned? That's what he was saying, Philip, you don't know how I'm going to do it, but I've got something planned. Hallelujah. I believe when we walk into a service, we need not depart because he's got something planned. And this he said to prove him, for he knew what he would do. Philip saith unto him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient to buy bread that every one of these may eat. That's what Philip said. He said, we don't have enough money to buy what's needed. Amen. Then the scripture turns to another disciple. And it said, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they among so many? What are they among so many? Do you recognize what Philip was saying? Philip was saying there's too big a need to be met, and Andrew was saying there's too little of a supply to meet the need. One was saying the need was too big, and the other was saying the supply was too small. Philip said, we don't have enough. 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient. There's too many people, is what Philip said. Andrew said, there is 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but there's too few fishes. There's too few loaves. Amen. We may fall in one camp or the other. The need's too big. All we can see is how big the need is. That's the eyes of Philip. And then there's the eyes of Andrew. Well, we got a little bit. Sure, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Sure, I have folks that'll pray with me. Amen. Sure. But it seems like the resource is too small for my need. I don't know what camp we might fall in. Philip's, where the need's too big, or Andrew's, where the supply is too small. But I'm telling you, when Jesus is on the scene, there's no need too big, and there's no supply too small. In fact, he said, my God, God, Paul did. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Andrew just saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but he was talking to the one that had the resources of heaven. Hallelujah.
Oh, the source of it all. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you need not depart? I'm talking about this morning. I know, folks, I'm not downplaying God using anything. I'm not downplaying God's work in any field. But I just want you to know there are folks that seem to give up on God and think, well, I'm going to have to get help somewhere else. No, sir. I said, no, sir. You need not depart. What you need is found in him. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. How many knows he's the all-sufficient God? That's why Paul said, ye are complete in him. Here's Andrew saying, we don't have enough. And Philip saying, the need's too big. And Jesus said, make him sit down. The Bible says, and because the grass was green there. I've always wondered about that. It says, because the grass was green there, they sit down in companies about 5,000. I've always wondered if it hadn't been green grass there. I've always wondered if in that wilderness place had been a bunch of thorns and sands. Maybe he wouldn't have asked them to sit down then, but I'm sure there would have been a lot of them said, well, I ain't sitting down here. I don't care what he's going to do. Sometimes when the conditions aren't ideal, people just give up on God working. Amen. But I'm telling you, if he says sit down, sit down. He's going to do something. If he says stand up, stand up. Amen. He knows what he's doing. Amen. And so they sit down in numbers about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks and he broke them. And then he did an interesting thing. He brought the disciples in on his miracle. He used the men that said there wasn't enough. He used them to meet the need. Because the Bible said Jesus gave to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, here's the wonderful thing. Jesus is the one that meets the need, but he likes to use his people to do it. You may not have what it takes to meet your brother's need, but I'm telling you, you might be in a service and all of a sudden God say, Jesus, put in your hands the thing that your brother needs. You didn't have it. It wasn't in your resources, but he put it in your hands. And God may lay on your heart to go and pray for your brother and heal him right there. Hallelujah. You see, that does 2 things. Number one, what it does is I realize it wasn't me. I was just the distributor of what he did. Jesus is the one that multiplied the loaves and the fishes, but he use the disciples to distribute it. Aren't you glad God can use you? It may be a gift of the Spirit. It may be to pray with someone. It may be a word fitly spoken. Hallelujah. It may be you never even go to them. God just lays them on your heart and you start praying for them in the service. It really doesn't matter how. It's a wonderful thing to God for God to use us as a distributor of what he wants to do. Instead of saying, God, I don't see how you can meet their need, why don't you say, oh God, you've got the resources, and if you want to use me, amen, to deliver it, thank God I would be willing, Lord, for you to use me to deliver it. That's why I love to have us pray for one another in the congregation. I know we don't, I have folks stand and others go to them and pray. I know we don't have what it takes, amen, Brother Brian, to meet the need in our own selves, but oh, I know that he loves to use his people as distributor. Only he can break the bread. Only he can multiply the bread. Only he can multiply the fish. But thank God sometimes he puts it in our hand to give it to another. Amen. We need not depart. Hallelujah. Even if you don't have what it takes to help your brother, he can put it in your hand. And when they were filled, he saith unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain. Then they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments that remained over and beyond what they had eaten. I want to tell you something, Brother May. God is the originator of mathematics.
He's the originator of biology. What are you saying that? I'm telling you, Jesus was able to look at 5,000 and know exactly how much each of them hungered. Knew exactly how much it was going to take to fill each one of them. He is able to. He didn't need a calculator. He could work it out in his head and know how many times to break the bread and how many times to break the fish. He could have figured it out, Brother Brock, so that when everybody was full, amen, there wasn't a fragment left over. There wasn't a piece left over. He was fully capable of doing that. Why then does the Bible say when they were filled, He told the disciples to gather the fragments that remain? I'll tell you why he broke it, the bread, a few more extra times. Why he divided the fish a few more times. It's found in the answer. It said when they gathered, or in the scripture, when they gathered them together, they filled 12 baskets with the fragments that remained over and beyond. Amen. He was making a statement. He could have figured it out to the piece, to the person, but he was making a statement. I can meet every need that there is and still have an abundance left over. In other words, I've got more than enough. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know this morning, he's got more than enough to meet your need. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's a God of abundance. Praise the Lord. Music, would you come? Hallelujah. Now don't you start praying the electric goes out every Sunday morning just because I preached short. He knew what he would do. He knew who needed this sermon this morning. We have a multiplicity of needs. But he's able to meet every one of them and have an abundance left. Isn't he a great God? Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Can you imagine what those disciples must have felt like, number one, when they distributed the bread? But can you imagine what they felt like when everyone was sitting on the turf, just stuffed, and they were picking up extra pieces and saying, oh, we didn't think there was enough, but he had more than enough. We didn't see how the need could be met, and we got leftovers. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What a Savior. What a Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Last Sunday morning when the evangelist preached, we were visited by the Holy Spirit that met needs in such a deep way. It was a tremendous thing. It reminded me one more time how the Spirit of the Lord can talk to folks and meet needs when no one else can help. But in all of that, I realized then and now that there were still some that did not yet have their need met. I'm telling you, he is able this morning to meet your need. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you one more time, he's able to do exceeding, 12 baskets full, exceeding abundantly, over and beyond. You remember what I said at the beginning? Jesus never turned away anyone that came to him really desiring help. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I don't know why I'm thinking of this. This is crazy from so many years back. I remember one time as a senior at Bible school, I preached from Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And I remember one time, or that time, when I got back to the dorm, one of the other older classmen, he came to me. I guess he's going to try to rebuke me. He said, you want to know what? He said, every time I hear you preach, all you do is preach on trials and troubles. Well, you know, he's got a point. There are other things. But that like to devastated me for a while. I thought, well, maybe I'm not helping anybody. Then I began to take note as I read through the Bible. Do you realize how much of the Bible deals with God's people's trials and troubles? And how God came through and met their need?
How many of the Psalms struggle with, when is God going to help? How many of the prophets dealt with that? The truth of the matter is, we have tried. You could have had every need met last Sunday morning, and it's been a week. You'd have new needs this morning. But how many believes, maybe not physically, but how many believes He is here who still breaks the bread? He was there on that day I read and preached. He was there last Sunday. But He's still here, and you need not depart. You don't have to leave today without help. You certainly don't need to look anywhere else. Hallelujah. I want you to hear His words one more time. These aren't just my words that I chose. These are His words. I just want to personalize them. Listen to Him. He's saying to you, you need not depart. Could you stand? He knows what He's going to do. Let's lift our hearts. Let's praise Him. Let's ask Him to meet the needs this morning. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, meet the needs. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They need not depart. I told you that meant a lot to me. I've looked out and saw situations I couldn't see any earthly help for. And then I'd hear the words of Christ say to me, as I looked at that person in their situation, I heard Him say, they need not depart. I can handle it. Philip and Andrew were wringing their hands. I mean, they were the followers of the Lord like we are. They were the disciples. They were wringing their hands. They were doing the math. They were counting the people, counting the loaves. And they said, oh, we don't see how the people can be fed. Yet to them, Jesus said, they need not depart. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what the people must have felt like when they saw Jesus breaking the bread, handing and handing and handing, time and again, just kept breaking. Oh, He's the God. When He gets involved, the cruse of oil is unfailing. The barrel of meal never runs out. He's always got more than enough. Hallelujah. You may think you're at the bottom of your barrel. Oh, but amen. Come again to the Lord. He knows how to provide. He knows how to meet the need. Oh, some of you, it may not even be a physical need. Amen. It just may mean that your need may just be that your soul needs manna from above. He's got that this morning. He provides spiritual bread as well. If you've got a special need, I want you to come this morning thinking to yourself, I don't need to go anywhere else. I don't need to search anywhere else. I just need to bring my need to Jesus. Would you come right now, bring in your needs and say, oh Lord, I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to present it to you. Oh God, I'm going to believe you. I don't know how. I don't know when, but I know I don't need to go anywhere else. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. It don't matter how long it's been. It doesn't matter how discouraged I have become. He's the master and He'll do it. I need not depart because He cares and He can. He cares and He can. I want you to come with those words in your heart. You need not depart because He cares and He can. He cares and He can. Amen. Tell yourself that. He can in my situation, and He cares for my situation. Amen. He can and He cares. Oh, let's believe Him as we pray. Oh, hallelujah. You need not depart. Hallelujah. You need not depart. Let's seek Him this morning. Lord, we bring You our needs. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you're able to ask or think. Hallelujah. Lord, take the words that's spoken. Put faith in someone's heart. Lord, take the scripture and put faith in someone's heart this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to believe it for yourself this morning. Tell yourself, I need not depart. I don't need to go anywhere else. That's the enemy that'll tell you that your help is from another source. To get what you need, you'll have to go somewhere else.
Amen. Don't listen to him. Amen. He's a lying to you. Jesus is the source. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, believe it this morning. Believe it this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Believe it this morning. Jesus, Jesus.